The kayfabe crunch fits thanks to Boots Aplenty, the wrestling boots subscription service for wrestlers in some countries. Give your old boots the boot and pull up those bootstraps by booting up a subscription with Boots Aplenty. Also, refer a friend today for an extra pair of boots.
The kayfabe crunch. Well, it's the big news.
Here's some good news. This is your kayfabe crunch for Tuesday, August 4th, 2020. I'm Adam Anaconda Vice. Coming up, we have all the latest from Raw. Plus, it's the grand return of the Crunch Quiz, back by moderate demand. But first, on this day, in grappling history, in 1995, WCW aired The Collision in Korea, an event that was held in the police state dictatorship of North Korea. Perhaps this is a good time to remember that when WWE runs shows in Saudi Arabia, it could be much, 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 I could have just looped this, much, much worse. And in 2008, John Cena and Batista became tag team champions. Now, Cena had this habit of becoming tag champs with his then-rival. The list of tag team partners he became champions with includes Batista, of course, The Miz, Shawn Michaels, David Otunga of The Nexus, CM Punk, Stephanie McMahon, very, very progressive, Gorilla Monsoon, John Cone, Joey Styles, Full Length Pants, Smart Casual Footwear, and the concept of envy. Very impressive. Thank you for choosing this absolute nonsense. In the small hours of Sunday night, our parent company almost purchased the XFL. However, our owner was rock-bottomed on the 5-yard line by none other than Dwayne Johnson. He's a tough negotiator, but good luck to The Rock. And now, let's get on with the unusual underground news. Top story, anarchy on USA. Last night, Raw was in turmoil from the very start. With lights flickering and mics cutting out, our first thought was that we were all dealing with some kind of fiend authority hybrid. Let me in, because that's what's best for business. Charlie Caruso then reported on a box falling over, which seems I'll quote what she said. She said, "Now this box of heavy things fell over. It may have been someone. Some people thought they saw someone, but it also could have been gravity. It was bizarre and barely news." Later in the night, we saw security footage of several hooded figures, not ninjas, throwing Molotov cocktails onto a power generator. Local authorities weren't called, and the perpetrators remain at large. Now, linking this to Charlie's box incident, why did they... So, okay, let's just think about this for a second. I get burning down a generator. It's anarchy, it's chaos, it's f*** the system. But I just can't imagine that same group knocking over a big box of screws and feeling the same rush. "Oh, we burned down a generator, lads, but you know what will really mess with them? If we knock over these tools." All of this madness was even before the reveal of Raw Underground, a new fight club of sorts held in back of the Performance Center. And just who was the host of this cool new concept? Shane McMahon, the boss's son. Nothing says edgy like nepotism. Billionaires, man. Eric and Dolph Ziggler won two of these underground fights, with each bout lasting less than a minute. Classic Ziggler. Then, the Hurt Business arrived and took over the club. by attacking Dio Madden to establish dominance, as is tradition. Now, at this time, we have no idea if the events of Raw Underground are linked to the Masked Rioters. Either way, we're looking at two potential futures for Monday Night Raw: a hostile takeover by Deviant Forces, or, by next month, everything going back to the way it was. And now it's time for your Fast Count, the surprise Fiend attack of news.
Brandi Rhodes advances in the AEW Tag Team Cup. In unrelated news, the sun rose this morning.
Apollo Crews to gift his children the United States Championship. So, at SummerSlam, it will be MVP versus two toddlers in a handicap match. It should be said the handicap is for the toddlers, as MVP is a grown man, and he'd kick the piss out of them.
Kevin Owens helps reunite the Riot Squad. He now needs to mend three more friendships in order to make up for his past transgressions.
Charlie Caruso traumatizes Asuka by making her rewatch her friend getting beaten to death. On suspicion of psychological torture, there's a warrant out for the arrest of Caruso. Gaza in shambles.
Peyton Royce accurately describes 2020.
Everyone is sick!
Drew McIntyre suggests Orton should have been fired years ago. They tried in 2009, but it would have been unjust due to the ongoing battle with his mental health. Drew, read the room.
Have you seen Brendan Vink? His family loves him, misses him, and wants him to come home to Monday Night Raw.
Seth Rollins to face Dominic Mysterio at SummerSlam. If he wins, he becomes Dominic's new dad, or something. And that's your Fast Count.
You've been counted out. Let me in.
Yes, it's back. It's time for the Crunch Quiz. So why not grab a pen and paper, or just use your phone like a normal person, as we play the most exciting trivia game on a wrestling news podcast. I hope you were paying attention last night, because today's questions are all about the events of Raw Underground, the exciting new show brought to you by the son of a billionaire. Eat the rich. Question 1. Which archaic representation of women in combat sports did they utilize on the show? Was it A, ring girls? Was it B, mud wrestlers? Or was it C, go-go dancers? Remember, we're talking about the McMahons here. Okay, I think that's enough time on that one. Question 2. What was the color of the shirt worn by MVP during the hostile takeover? Was it A, red? Was it B, blue? Or was it C, purple? Remember, we are talking about MVP here. And finally, question 3. Who looked like a total badass for the first time in 4 years? Was it A, Jake Atlas? B, Mae Young? Or C, Shelton Benjamin? Remember, we're talking about Shelton Benjamin here. Oh, yep, I see what I've done there. Can we just re-record? There isn't time? Okay. Well, that's a shame. Okay, well, the answer was C to all of them. I sort of ruined the Shelton Benjamin one. It was MVP who wore a dope purple shirt. That's the first time I've said the word dope. They had women dancing instead of fighting. But hey, as my grandmother always says, at least it's not mud wrestling. Join us Saturday when we'll ask, when is the noise curfew for a Lucha House party? And remember, you can support this podcast by leaving us a review. In the review, why not let us know your favorite wrestling moment of all time? So together, we can celebrate this very legitimate sport. This has been the Kayfabe Crunch, your not quite daily, not quite news, bump for the world of professional wrestling.
The Kayfabe Crunch fits, thanks to Boots Aplenty. Okay, we'll level with you. We bought 10,000 pairs of boots before the lockdown, and now we have all these boots. Please take some of these boots off of our feet. We're glove salesmen who got a good deal, but now we need the warehouse space. Just give us your address and we'll send you some boots.
The Kayfabe Crunch.